Chapter 3, in which Simon solves a riddle. "What are we going to do?" Simon asks as they walk back down the hallway. "They have her," Jared said softly. He had to blot out what he'd just heard, blot out everything from his mind except Mallory. "They want to trade her for the guide."
"But we don't have it."
"Shh," Jared said. He had an idea, but he didn't want to say it aloud, out in the open air. "Come on." Jared went to his locker and got a towel from his gym bag. He picked out a textbook, Advanced Mathematics, that was about the same size as the guide and folded it in the cloth.
"What are you doing?"
"Here," he whispered, shoving the wrapped package at Simon. He grabbed his backpack from the locker. "Thimbletack fooled us with this trick. Maybe we can fool whoever took Mallory." Simon nodded once. "Okay. I think Mom has a flashlight in the car." They clambered over a chain-link fence at the edge of the schoolyard and crossed the highway. The other side of the road was overgrown with weeds. It was hard to walk in the dark, and the flashlight gave off only a faint, narrow light. They climbed over a large pile of rocks, some covered in slick moss, others cracked in parts. As they went, Jared couldn't stop replaying what he'd overheard. He thought about the awful things that his mother believed, and the even more awful things she was likely to believe now that he'd disappeared. No matter what he did, he wound up in deeper and deeper trouble. What if he were expelled? What if she were to send him out to live with his dad, who wouldn't want him? "Jared, look," said Simon. They had come to the edge of the old quarry. The rock had been mined jaggedly. Chunks of stone stuck out like ledges along the nearly 30-foot drop to the uneven valley below. Scrubby bits of grass grew along the walls from thick veins of dirt. The highway ran over the top of the cavern, elevated on a thick stone bridge. "It's weird to mine rocks, isn't it?" Simon asked. "I mean, they're just rocks." "Probably granite," he continued when Jared didn't answer. Simon wrapped his thin jacket tighter around himself. Jared shone his flashlight along the walls, catching a streak of rust and a blush of ochre in the beam. He had no idea what kind of stone it was. Simon shrugged.
So, how are we going to get down there?"
"I don't know. Why don't you tell me if you know so much?" Jared snapped.
"We could..."
Simon started, but he trailed off and Jared felt bad. "Let's just try to climb down," said Jared, pointing. "We can jump to that ledge and then try to get to another one."
"That's pretty far down.
We should get a rope or something." "We don't have time," Jared said. "Here, hold the light." Thrusting the metal cylinder into his twin's hands, Jared sat on the edge of the cliff. Without the flashlight, when he looked down, he saw only the deep darkness below. Taking a breath, he scooted off, letting himself drop to a stone shelf he could not see. Turning, he started to stand. Light shone in his eyes, blinding him. He stumbled and fell forward.
"Are you all right?"
Simon called. Jared shaded his face and tried to keep calm.
"Yeah, come on. Your turn."
He heard the crunching of dirt above him as Simon got into position. Quickly, Jared moved out of the way, feeling ahead of him for an edge he only dimly remembered. Simon landed heavily beside him with a yelp. The flashlight tumbled from Simon's hands and fell into the darkness, hitting the valley floor hard, bouncing once, and then lying still, illuminating a thin path of scrub and stone.
"How could you be so dumb?"
Jared felt his temper like it was a living thing inside him, growing by the minute. Only shouting seemed to keep it from overwhelming him.
"Why didn't you throw it down to me? How are we going to climb down in the dark? What if Mallory's in danger? What if she dies because you were such a moron?"
Simon's head came up, his eyes shining with tears, but Jared was as shocked as his brother.
"I didn't mean it, Simon," he said hastily.
Simon nodded, but turned his face away from Jared. "I think there's another ledge there. See that shape?" Simon still didn't say anything. "I'll go first," Jared said. He took a deep breath and dropped into the blackness. He hit the second ledge hard. It might have been farther down than he'd thought. His breath was knocked out of him, and his hands and knees were on fire. Slowly, he pushed himself upright. His jeans were ripped widely over one knee, and his arm had a cut that started to bleed sluggishly. But from there, it was only a short hop down to the quarry floor.
"Jared?" Simon's voice came faintly from where he was still sitting on the top ledge.
"I'm here," Jared called. "Don't move. I'll get the light."
He crawled over to grab the flashlight and turned it toward his brother, searching out ledges where Simon could step or niches he could grab. Slowly, Simon climbed his way to the ground. But as he waited, Jared noticed echoing sounds, a distant thrum and a pounding that seemed to come from nowhere and everywhere at once. Shining the flashlight around the quarry, he saw more jagged rock with faint traces of drill lines. He now wondered how they were ever going to get out. But before he had time to worry about that, the light flashed on an overhang of rock on the wall. As the light passed over the stone, a mottled pattern of fungi gave off a dim bluish glow.
"Bioluminescence," Simon said.
"Huh?" Jared took a step closer. "When something makes its own light." By the weak glow, Jared saw that a rectangle of stone under the ledge had been carved with a pattern of intertwining grooves. Looking at the center of the rock, he could make out the tops of letters hewn into the stone. He turned the flashlight directly on them. "Seem to trick hen took pen."
"A riddle," said Jared.
"It doesn't make any sense," said Simon.
"Who cares about that? How do we solve it?"
They didn't have time to stand around now. They were almost inside, almost to Mallory.
"You solved the one back at the house," said Simon, sitting down with his back to his brother. "You figure it out."
Jared took a deep breath. "Look, I'm really sorry about what I said before. You have to help," Jared pleaded. "Everyone knows you're smarter than I am." Simon sighed. "I don't understand the riddle either. A hen is a girl chicken, right? And a pen could be the place where they keep chickens. I don't know about the rest."
Jared looked at the words again. He couldn't seem to concentrate. What trick could a chicken perform? Maybe they were supposed to offer eggs at the entrance? Did the guide say anything about chickens and fairies? He wished he had the book now.
"Hey, wait a minute," Simon said, turning around and kneeling up. "Give me that light."
Jared handed over the flashlight and watched as Simon scratched out the message in the thin dirt with his finger. Then he started scratching out certain letters and writing them above in a different pattern. "Mites, open, three, talk, con."
"What are you doing?" Jared sat down beside his twin.
"I think you have to rearrange the letters to get the real message, like those puzzles in the paper that Mom is always doing." Simon inscribed a third phrase in the dust. "Knock three times to open."
"Wow," said Jared. He couldn't believe that Simon had figured it out. He never would have solved it.
Simon grinned. "Easy," he said, walking up to the door and knocking three times on the hard stone face. Just then, the ground shifted underneath them, and both twins fell into the chasm that opened beneath their feet.